you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair, and a very good morning to the distinguished delegation from Malawi. We are now left with Cluster 4, which concerns Article 13, 14 and 15 of the Covenant. I must first of all again express our gratitude and deep appreciation for all the information, well-structured information, which has been communicated in respect of all the issues which we have raised under these articles. We welcome in particular all the efforts made and the measures taken for the implementation of the rights enshrined in these articles. And I would have a few questions, first in relation to issues arising under Article 13, which entrenches the right to education. The Constitution of Malawi and the Education Act provides that primary education shall be free and compulsory. There is, however, a record of high dropouts and low completion rates. The completion rate for primary school has dropped to 50% in 2022, and it was only 27% in rural areas. The completion rate for lower secondary school was at 23%, whilst only 10% of children of upper secondary school age attend upper secondary school. And there again, the completion rate at that level, that is at the level of the upper secondary school, is only 4%. Moreover, only 43% of children had received pre-primary education. So my first question would be this: what are the concrete steps taken to prevent dropouts and increase completion rates for the implementation of compulsory primary schooling? And also, what are the measures in place to increase enrollment and completion rates at the level of secondary schooling? What are the steps taken to provide for free and compulsory pre-primary and secondary level education for all children in Malawi? Will you also please provide information on the measures taken to prevent sexual abuse, gender-based violence, and harassment of girls by teachers or any other person in the school environment, which is one of the main reasons accounting for the high level of dropouts and low transition and completion rates among girl students? Although Malawi, as you have already indicated, has by law prohibited child marriage and has adopted a revised school readmission policy for teenage mothers to resume schooling, the implementation of the readmission policy remains a big challenge. According to a recent study in 2023 by the Forum for African Women Educationalists, the reasons for school dropouts due to pregnancy and marriage are mainly attributable to a lack of access to sexual and reproductive health information and services, deeply entrenched cultural norms and stigmas, as well as the stringent conditions imposed for readmission to schools. What are the concrete measures taken to monitor school dropouts due to pregnancy or child marriage? Please provide information as to what is being done to follow up and support students